As widely anticipated, President Donald Trump yesterday announced that the United States is pulling out of the Paris Climate Change Accord. It's a good time to take up public attitudes around protecting the environment with Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. Hi, Frank.
Hello, Dave.
Frank, how does his decision resonate with the public?
You know, it depends on who you look at. I like to look at the overall American public, Dave, and by who you look at, I mean everybody or Republicans. The bottom line is, if he's appealing or wants to appeal only to the Republican base, then he is resonating with a number of Republicans who are much less concerned about the environment or climate change than is the case for independents or Democrats. If, as I think is the case or should be the case, we want to look at overall majority public opinion, we clearly see a trend towards Americans being more and more concerned about the environment and climate change. There has been some polling, not by Gallup, but there was a Yale polling last year as an example that asked Americans explicitly about pulling out of the Paris Climate Treaty, and overwhelmingly the majority said that the United States should not. So that's some direct evidence. Indirect evidence, we have a number of questions. Americans this year have become more concerned about the environment in the past, more concerned about global warming, more likely to be saying the U.S. is doing too little about the environment. This is a very political issue over time. It became politicized, climate change in particular, back in the 2000s, and we saw Republicans increasingly less likely to believe in climate change over time, which is quite interesting, but now they're coming back some more to be concerned about it. And we have, with Trump in office, Democrats and independents are more likely now to be concerned about it, and Republicans are edging up a little. Dave, we have a couple of trade-off questions, which I think are very interesting, where we ask the Americans, what's more important, paying attention to the environment or economic growth? And then we say, what's more important, paying attention to the environment or the traditional production of oil, gas, and other fuels of that ilk? In both instances, we have a majority saying the environment trumps economic growth and the environment trumps the production of traditional fuel.
Though, is the environment considered a greater priority for Americans than the economy?
The environment in our most recent update is up there with the economy. Now, it depends on how you ask about it. We gave Americans a long list of things, and actually healthcare was at the top domestically. And then there were a bunch of issues that were right below that when we rated them one by one, and the environment was part of that group right under healthcare. However, when we ask Americans, which we do every month, what's the most important problem facing the country, very few people spontaneously say climate change or the environment. They have other concerns at the top of their minds, and that may be because we say, what's the most important problem facing the country now? And a lot of Americans don't think of climate change because the effects may be longer term than right now.
Frank, I understand there are new numbers on confidence in the economy.
That's right. The confidence in the economy is still more positive than it was before Trump was elected. I want to make that point clear. When Trump was elected, Americans became more confident in the economy, and that stayed with us when you put everybody together. What happened, which is really fascinating, is there was a giant flip in attitudes about the economy when Trump took office. The day he took office, we had a change in terms of Americans' ratings of the current economy to some degree, where Democrats suddenly became less positive and Republicans